Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Rachel Roberts.
And Jack's fucking cheated.
Hey guys, welcome to The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about The Real Housewives of Atlanta, The Real Housewives of New Jersey in Italy, and of course, Vanderpump Rules.
We're also going to be talking to Stassi.
The fact that an old lady was sleeping, like, are you... I have chills, like, when I think about it. It's so repulsive and disgusting. I had no idea about the pregnancy scare until I watched it.
You know, she was our first guest ever on this podcast, which brings me to a really important point. It's our one-year anniversary.
Yes, I can't believe it.
What did you buy me?
Oh. I got you this really great tea set.
The first anniversary is wood. So think of something wooden.
Oh, because that's why people give people paper, like money.
Oh, yeah, it's paper, not
it's
wood.
It's paper. And I was like, wood?
You know why I was thinking that?
Why?
Because Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey on their show.
Can I just say, like, that is the most Megan thing to ever have just happened.
For their first anniversary, they bought a bed. And she was like, because it's paper. And, you know, paper makes, it's from wood. So we got a bed. So that's what I was thinking of.
Mm, it's a bit of a stretch there, Jess, but.
We want you to know, Allie Norman, you tweeted us about wanting to hear from producer Sarah on relationship. Guess what? Rachel freaking did it.
I did. I talked to her.
That's how much we love you guys. You ask and we deliver.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried that he wasn't going to take this seriously, as with a lot of people, I think. But I think that he really, especially towards, like, when it got serious, when it got down to, like, the last couple of women, like, he was taking this really seriously.
And then stick around to the end of the episode, because Megan and I will be sharing our rose and thorn of the week, and of course doing some fan shout outs. I really just put on a German accent. Today we interviewed Sheena Shea, not Sheena Marie, but back to Sheena Shea. And she noted we got two new posters in, one of the new cast of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And she noticed that the new lady, Teddy, is in this Beverly Hills poster.
Yeah.
Looking fierce.
Yeah.
But we also have this poster of Vanderpump Rules.
Where they're all in their skivvies.
Yeah, yeah. They're all, like, half naked. And she was like, oh, man, that must have been a year ago because I'm wearing my wedding ring. Yeah. So we were like, we need to get more stuff in here.
Yeah.
For people to gaze upon, but also to make our lives happier.
What do you think, like, the color palette should be?
Oh. Immediately, I thought pink because of Lisa Vanderpump. Oh, and I was just at this restaurant for my friend's birthday, and it was this place called Pietro Nolita, and it was all pink. And, like, the napkin said pink as f**k, and all the drinks were pink, and it was, like, pink everywhere.
That
and
sounds
I was
nice.
Like, yeah, I was like, Lisa Vanderpump needs to come here.
Did you get something with pink vodka sauce?
I didn't. The food wasn't pink, so I was like, I mean, you could try it a little harder, you guys.
Yeah, but like Cameron from Real Housewives of Dallas did.
Right. I know. I was thinking, I almost tagged Cameron in my post, too. But
you should have.
I know, but Lisa Vanderpump is pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to have to fight it out.
I don't know if people remember that, but they did a secrets revealed from the first season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I mean, I know you remember, Rachel,
right,
but I just mean, like, everyone's listening. And one of the secrets was that Lisa Vanderpump originally wanted to go by Pinky.
I remember learning this now, but I forgot that I knew that.
And I think they had to sort of dissuade her from that choice.
Could you imagine? Would it be Pinky's rules?
I don't know.
I wish it was now.
Well, we will work on that and then take photos of our new refinished studio.
And put that on the gram.
Totes.
The Instagram, in case you guys aren't fluent in abrevs. But moving on.
I'm so tired.
I know. Do we want to have alcohol now?
Yeah.
Time for some news with booze.
Telephone, telegram, tell to me.
We are here with Jocelyn Vina, news editor for The Daily Dish on BravoTV.com. And it's her birthday!
Yay!
Yay! And so exciting. Today's still about alive. Me.
Yeah.
I am still alive. Yeah. Still alive, another 1 year older, less wise than I was yesterday.
Oh. Well, to celebrate your birthday, obviously we wanted you to share some great news with us.
Some of it's great, and some of it's a little sad. We have a little bit of, like, a mixed bag of things today. So I guess we could start off with Sheena recently stopped by the office, and she talked about ex-husband Shay finding someone new to spend his time with, his new girlfriend.
Do we have a picture of her? Because what I'm envisioning, I really hope is what it is.
He has been Instagramming about her. She's blonde.
That's what I thought. I thought he was going to go opposite.
I thought it was going to be a clone of Sheena.
No, she's not clony at all.
Interesting.
Yeah. So she was like, she's like, I'm happy for him. And she thinks maybe they can be friends again, but she's not sure. She's never been friends with an ex before.
Except for Rob.
Right. And I was thinking that same thing. I was like, but she's kind of maintained a friendship of sorts with Rob. So.
Right.
I haven't spoken to Shay since the reunion. That was February. So it's been a while. I know he's in a new relationship. From what friends have seen on social media, he appears to be happy and doing well. So I'm happy for him. But I just think there was still, like, a lot of hurt and a lot of confusion, and it didn't end well. Part three of the reunion, that was one of the most uncomfortable days of my life. Yeah, I mean, I would love to be friends with him one day, but it's weird because I've never stayed friends with someone after breaking up, so I'm still trying to figure out how to do that. I think maybe one day we can be friends again because we have known each other for half our lives, but right now it's not a time to be in each other's lives.
Well, I hope they can be friends.
Me too. Okay, she does not look like Sheena at all.
No,
the new
she
girlfriend.
Doesn't.
Yeah. Show me.
Everyone at home, go to Mike Shay Music on Instagram.
She's beautiful.
To check her out.
She is very pretty, yeah.
She's what I pictured.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, because what I was thinking of was, like, Shay reminds me of, like, a SoCal bro-y vibe.
Yeah, totally.
So, like, I imagined, like, that in a girl. So she would be, like, very bro-y, trucker hat, listened to Sum 41 in 2001, maybe still does. Like, that's who I was imagining.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
Very specific.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That is... I did have a very specific idea.
Sorry. So what else do you got for us?
We also have Keeping the theme of Los Angeles, but in a very different sort of chain of events, Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills, she shared that she actually has a very personal tie to the LA fires that are currently raging through that area. Apparently her childhood home that she grew up in, it burned down in the fires, and it's
terrible. Oh, I can't imagine.
I'm also wondering if this
is... that the house?
That goddamn house.
Yeah.
You stole my goddamn house. I'm pretty sure.
You stole my goddamn house!
So. I mean, it's always sad, but, like, it just, you know.
It adds a layer.
It adds a layer, right. But she did share that video of a man saving a bunny from the fire.
That's true. I mean, there's been people who have been doing, like, really beautiful things in the wake of sort of the terrible tragedy that's happening there. But
it's so sad.
I only have more bummer news to bring to
you.
Jeez!
You came in with...
Is this how you celebrate a birthday?
Yeah. Really? Jax was also in the office this week, was it? Yeah, this week. And he shared that his dad right now is battling stage 4 cancer.
God.
And is undergoing treatment. He was diagnosed about 2 months ago for it.
Yeah, my dad has stage 4 cancer right now. We just got diagnosed like 2 months ago. It's in his throat, his esophagus. So it's rough. It's rough because my dad is like my idol. You know, he's like my dad was always the person that he never got sick. You know, I always look up to him. I call him all the time. And to see him, like, so vulnerable, and, like, I've never seen my dad emotional in my whole entire life. My dad's never been to the doctor in his entire life until now. So it's a little rough. It's sad. This is just such a horrible disease. He doesn't deserve this. He's, like, the perfect man. He's the perfect human being. He's, you know, never done a thing wrong in his life. So it just sucks, especially, you know, during the holidays. It doesn't make it any easier, so... he's battling, though. He's doing well. I mean, as well as he can be. It's just he's going through that chemo and that radiation. So it's rough. It's rough seeing my dad go through this. It really is. And I can't do anything. That's the worst part. There's nothing I can do. There's no amount of money. I can spend, just, he's at the best treatment. We basically just have to wait. It's a waiting game. So yeah, it sucks. Yeah. It really does. And I love him to death. And we just want him to get better fast.
You mentioned Jax, and I was like, I hope, because I had heard this before, and I was like, is this, I hope it's something not so bad. Maybe no, it's another.
It's really sad. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're watching Jax kind of go through something like
terrible
that he did on television that was terrible. But I think that we forget when we watch these shows that they have other things that you don't always see on these shows. Like, completely. That is, like, maybe one of the worst things somebody could ever go through. Absolutely. Is watching their parent go through that. So,
absolutely.
We are standing behind you, Jax, and sending prayers to your dad, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of our talents' relationship with their parents, and ahead of the Don't Be Tardy season finale this Friday, Kim Zolciak is opening up a bit more about her strained relationship with her parents and her mom. And, you know, Brielle kind of wanted to reach out and maybe try and reconnect with her grandmother. Didn't really go as planned. When Kim was in a few months back at the beginning of the Don't Be Tardy season, she talked about how, you know, she is thankful for her upbringing. She doesn't have any regrets, but she can't change anybody, and she'll never stop her kids from trying to have a relationship with them, but she's just kind of learned her lesson
about that relationship.
Really, yeah.
Done now.
Yeah.
So weird.
So weird and sad. Yeah,
it is really sad because they're the people that you should be able to trust the most, and I feel like that's her problem. She can't trust them.
Right.
Because they always go to the press or...
Yeah, they're always, like, talking about them in the press. Yeah. And she's, like, such, like so into being a mom that it's so interesting that maybe...
Right.
That's where that comes from, maybe. I don't know. I mean, that's me totally just, like, psychology 101 that I took one time in college. So,
I liked it. Yeah, it's a good theory. So,
but recently, Kim's wedding episode was on, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, yeah, her mom was kind of terrible. Like, I always felt bad for the dad because I feel like he's a good guy who's kind of caught in the middle.
Yeah.
But the mom just was so obviously trying to create drama at her daughter's wedding, which I just can't imagine dealing with that.
Well, what a birthday, Jocelyn.
Yeah, it was a really fun day. Thanks, guys. What a way to celebrate. I'm going to go back to my desk and just, like, cry and eat all the cupcakes that my coworkers got me, so...
Okay, everyone, we were feeling a little bit down, so we decided to pop some champs.
It was a hard week here at Bravo.
It was.
Like, nothing bad happened. It's just, like...
Just long. Yeah.
Draining.
We record these episodes usually on Fridays, so sometimes that's like, yay, it's the end of the week, and sometimes it's like, oh, my God.
We want to be home right now.
Right, watching more Vanderpump Rules.
Exactly.
But let's talk about Atlanta.
Yes, because this was, like, a really good episode.
I loved that we didn't get taglines at the beginning. They just went, like, right into the fight, flashed, like...
Right, because it was sort of a to be continued to this week. I don't even know if it said to be continued, but it was implied.
Yes. And I just love that we got to see it all, like, end. And the way that it ended was, like, get NeNe in an elevator, but she's still going to be screaming about it.
You hand it over. She had your back, bitch. I got her back, bitch. You f***ed her over.
Come on, NeNe.
Bitch. She had your motherfucking back, bitch.
Well, what I wrote down was, this is all really just about Candy? Is that, like, the subtext of all of this, that everyone's just mad at Portia for what she did to Candy, and it's coming out in different ways?
I can't imagine. It's surprising to me that NeNe would care so much.
Right.
She and Candy have historically not liked each other, so it's just weird for me that she's that protective of her.
Mm.
But then again, it was a crazy thing that happened last season.
Right. That's true. I liked when Candy was like, first of all, the most Candy thing to ever have said was, and you had to do all that mess before the food even came.
That was crazy. And y'all made us leave before food came.
Or something right. like that. So Candy Burris. But also that she was like, I hate to say this, but I'm glad somebody else is like beefing with Portia right now and it's not on me.
You know, it's not cool for me to say this, but I'm kind of glad that somebody else has drama with Portia other than me. I guess NeNe and I have more in common than we normally do.
Yeah. It was so funny. I had to sort of check myself because after they all got NeNe in an elevator and Portia starts crying, I was like, why is she crying? And then I was thinking, I
get upset if one person's mad at me. Like, not even screaming, just if someone's mad at me, I feel disappointed in myself. I have never been in a situation where I have like five women screaming at me.
Right.
I forget sometimes because I've been watching the show for so long. You forget that, like,
that's an overwhelming thing to have somebody like screaming at you. But I do think if Portia would just say, "I'm sorry for what I said," I really think that it would just be over. But it's always like, "But you did this to me," just like Kenya was saying. Like, it's always everyone's doing stuff to Portia, but she's never saying what she did. But I want to know what she said on Dish Nation, because she said, "I didn't say anything except for defend myself from what she said. I never said anything bad about Nene. Why does she keep coming for me?"
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to see that footage.
Right. Should do some deep diving.
Yeah. But I also liked when Kenya was like,
"I look at Portia, who has had more support from these ladies than anyone else. It's really sad because she can't see how good she did have it with these ladies."
Totally.
Because Kenny, of all people, knows what it's like to be the odd mom out with this group.
Which brings us to this little wedding they threw her.
Yes.
Did you think it was done in good spirit or bad spirit?
I think it was done in good spirit because she is going through a real thing. Like, I feel like when it's anything with the kids or family or anything like that, people kind of put drama aside and really try to like feel for someone. So I really think it was done in, this is gonna make her laugh, hopefully. This will like ease some tension. There's a lot going on. She needs to just have like a night to forget about stuff. And like, this has been a point of contention about her husband between everyone, and it's a great way to kind of like break it up.
Right.
I really think that because she had just lost her basically mother, they wouldn't have done anything that
malicious,
yeah. But what do you think?
I thought it was slightly shady. Like, because even the look on Kenya's face, it's like how I felt. Just distrustful, knowing the history of this group and that not everything for Kenya has always been done out of niceties, you know?
That's true.
However, I do feel like she was put in a situation where there's like actually a lot of people around that they got literally off the streets in San Francisco who were serving as like wedding guests, that she was like, I should go along with this.
Right, I'm not gonna like raise a big fuss right now.
And it was fine. Like, at the end, even if they were being mean, it wasn't that mean. It was just like a little
shade, like, we don't know who your husband is.
Right.
I loved when Candy was like,
"Mark needs to be put together.
I'm folded. Oh, you're so full of shit. You said he was coming."
I know.
They fooled Candy too. But I also loved that she only knew "Here Comes the Bride." Like, those words.
I was like, is it really twice they sing that?
Here comes the bride. But it's all dressed in white.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Candy. But I loved it. And I thought that I was happy that she took it in stride. But at the wedding, I want to discuss this apology from Portia to Candy.
No, I'm like giving a pause for her grace to play it.
Oh.
Candy, I want to say something to you real quick before we go.
Okay.
I know that, you know, you're not really feeling me like that right now, but I did want to stop and take a moment and just say I apologize again to you. I know it's a situation where you were hurt, and I want to accept any wrong play whatsoever.
I mean, I just personally just want to be able to have a good time with me amongst the group.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
I'm good with that. I'm going to give you a space and have a good night.
All right.
It's just like, but Portia. Like, oh.
No, I was
feel
just
like we're going to come at it from different. From
no,
different.
No. What I was going to say is earlier you said, I feel like Portia just needs to apologize. But she did.
But that's to Nene. And in that situation where they're talking about it, out of the blue, in the middle of something else, you're just going to pull someone aside when you basically accuse them of, like, assault, you know?
Right.
Or, like, you know, like, that is like, maybe take me to dinner.
Okay.
Sit me down.
Right.
Buy me some Prosecco.
Right.
She doesn't drink, but, you know.
I just sometimes feel like, because you're not wrong. But then I think about what Lydia said from Real Housewives of Orange County.
What did you want me to do?
She's like, oh, so I wasn't laughing hard enough. I wasn't smiling enough. It, like,
I didn't apologize the way you needed me to.
Right.
But with an apology, you do have, it's like you say with throwing a party. It's not about you. It's about the other person.
Right.
The apology isn't for you to feel not guilty anymore.
Right.
The apology should be to make the other person feel better.
Right. So Kenya leaves after the wedding soon after because she has to go to the funeral of her grandmother.
Right.
And the ladies all end up at dinner talking about Kenya and Baby.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? His name is, she calls him Baby. His name is Baby.
And, you know, really Marlo questioning Cynthia, like, how is it that you're really good friends with Kenya and you've never met her husband? That's weird.
Right. That would upset me as a friend. You're supposed to be her best friend. And I do think someone said it, like, these are all questions that Cynthia's had on her brain. So everyone else saying it is making her emotional.
When you walked away, at first I was upset, like, why did she walk away? And I'm like, you know what, Marlo? Maybe she went away because she's hurt too. Like, why wasn't I invited? Why didn't I at least get a phone call?
I would have loved to have been at Kenya's wedding.
Yeah.
I just remembered what you told me earlier about something on Vanderpump Rules, and I'm so mad about it still.
Let it go.
I know, I can't. I'm just so mad. I know we're talking about Atlanta, but like saying it just triggered me.
Are you giving anything away?
Just bleep the word.
But back to Atlanta.
Yeah, so what do you think about Cynthia getting upset?
I think fair.
I agree. I think she has every right to be like, what the heck, man? That really hurts my feelings.
Totally. And I'm really curious to see next week what Kenya says to that.
Oh, and then I just want to shout out in the next on when Sheree tells Jack Daniels about her boyfriend in prison, and his face, I think, is all of our faces.
Let's get into...
Oh, but what I was going to say, though, is to Nini's point that he's a con artist at the end of the day. It's fraud. Can you ever really trust him? I'm just saying that's Nini's point, not mine.
We need a joke button for every time that Rachel interrupts you.
That would be funny.
I'm an interrupter. My boyfriend hates it. He gets really mad at me about it. And like, at this point, he'll just be like, it's fine. You do it all the time.
Get on board, Megan.
Okay. Holidays are coming up. Who would you say is like the hardest person in your family to shop for?
I would say my mom.
For me, it's my dad.
Okay.
Because he doesn't really tell me what he wants, and I'm not really sure what he'd be interested in. But I heard about StoryWorth.
I love StoryWorth.
Yeah, so it's the subscription service that makes it easy to find out more about your loved ones. You sign someone up in your life, and they'll receive a weekly email prompt with questions you never would have thought to ask them.
No, I was really excited because I wanted to send it to my mom and my grandmother because there's just so much stuff that, like, what was my grandma like in high school? I have no idea.
Right. So when they get these prompts, they simply reply to the email with their story, or you can record it over the phone by calling the StoryWorth number, which is perfect for people who maybe aren't great at email. You'll then be able to see what they send, and at the end of the year, they'll get their stories bound in a beautiful hardcover book. Is that, like, not the sweetest thing ever?
It's so sweet, but you know who I wish I could send it to?
Who?
Lisa Vanderpump.
You just want to hear all her stories.
I do. I want to know everything.
And right now, our listeners can go to StoryWorth.com/dish and get $20 off a year of stories. That's StoryWorth.com/dish to get $20 off. We need to talk about Vanderpump Rules because thank God they did not make us wait long.
I know. I thought this was going to be a whole season long Kristen, did she sleep with Jax thing.
Yeah, but no. Jax admitted it. He slept with Faith.
You did have sex with her?
Yes, it's true. Yes.
Which is growth?
You know, in the past, I've gone through months and months of deny, and that didn't work out for me.
I mean, that is how it was presented to us in a meeting. It was like when we're talking about like what's happening this season, they're like, and I mean, that's growth for Jax. Like, he doesn't always admit right away. It's like, okay. Well, the silver lining.
Right. And twice he said in the episode, one time he said, come on. He was like mad at Faith. Like, this is like relationship ending stuff. You telling people this.
Can you just let them know that that is not true? Are you kidding me right now? Are you really doing this to me?
And then he said again later, I didn't think she would tell anyone, or I didn't think it would get out or anything. And it's like he's acting like the act of sharing it is the problem. Right. No, Jax, the problem is that you slept with somebody else.
But, you know, I don't know what your reaction was when Brittany said, there have been times I wondered. I came home once and there were a set of fake lashes on the counter and they weren't mine. I mean, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm too jealous of a person. I'd be done.
Oh, no. Immediately I'd be, who the fuck are these?
Yeah, but like I would not wait around for the answer either.
Oh, you just walk away?
I mean.
So you go home. There's fake eyelashes on your counter tonight. You're coming over to my house to stay?
Yeah, me, Penny, and all three cats.
But what if he's like, oh, I had to do a shoot here earlier and this girl was
bullshit.
Here?
Bullshit.
I can't think of a reason why he would have. I don't know your life enough to know why Aaron would have eyelashes. Because for Jax, I could see it being like any of the servers came over and they took their eyelashes off.
Okay, if you're dating Jax, there should be a rule in place. No female should enter this apartment when I'm not here. I would be so jealous if I was dating him. Because, you know, having that history, that's crazy.
Right.
How is she not always wondering, you know?
Right. She probably got to a point of, no, it's not happening. You know, you get comfortable, and it's maybe at first when they got together, she knows his history, and she was a little worried, but you get to a point where, like, no, we're solid. That's not going to happen to us. Like, you know, you get comfortable, you don't think it's going to happen. And then he just jaxed all over the place.
Gross.
I'm sorry. That's what happened. So I just want to quickly, I know we talked about Jax finally admitting it, but that conversation of him just saying, I did it right away in a Taco Bell shirt also.
Yeah. Sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt. And then Brittany rightfully getting super upset at him.
Rotten hell.
Rotten hell.
Rotten hell. Ugh, great. But then crying into the puppy.
And ugh. Just also, I really... related to her that she was apologizing to the dogs. Like,
I know.
I'm sorry I'm leaving you, which is what I say every time I go on a trip. It's like, I'm so sorry I'm doing this to you.
Aww. When he was like, I'm sorry, she's not going to yell at me anymore.
Where's Kingsley?
Kingsley, come here. It's okay, buddy. I'm sorry. Come here. He's not going to yell at me anymore, okay? Please come out.
Yes. Because that's the thing, people. I don't think enough people care about that. You shouldn't fight in front of your pets. It's very stressful for them to hear all that yelling.
Put them in the other room. Have your fights on the balcony.
No, go out in your car and do it.
But yeah, that whole thing broke my heart. But the whole time I kept thinking, like, Brittany is so beautiful. Like, she had that suit, that jumpsuit where her boobs were, like, totally out and she had the long ponytail. I just was like, what are you doing cheating on her? She's way better than you, Jax.
I'm kind of upset for her that she wasn't able to go to Vegas and just, like, bang some random person.
I did something really stupid today that I don't know. It was just, like, a moment of weakness.
What?
We had sex today. Like, I know I shouldn't have done that, but I just, like, wanted affection, I guess.
I'm not disappointed in her because I totally get that. Like, if you're hurting, even though it's the person that hurt you, it's who you... Like, Dr. Jackie was in here and she was like, the hour before I found out my husband cheated, I was in love with him. That doesn't go away because I found out that he cheated.
Like, right.
That, so I get it.
I thought it was nice that the girls were, they were being supportive when she admitted that. Because that's a hard thing to admit.
Oh, and totally.
And look, I'm not, my way of doing things, not great. Like, I do have such a, like.
Dr. Heavenly.
Like, I'm done, you know? And so I think it's nice that the other girls are able to. Be there for her and like just like, hey, you're just doing like the best you can right now with the situation.
Right, and that could happen to all of us.
Right.
And we're gonna talk to Jax next week. We have a lot of questions.
So we go to a fun little party during this episode.
Yes.
It's Jeremy Maddox's party.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana's brother.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Highlight for me was, of course,
Schwasted.
My God, is that his nickname? That's a good one.
That's what Ariana calls him.
Schwartz is Schwasted.
Yeah. So Schwartz
is Schwasted.
Had like, been drinking since the night before. Because what was the night before?
The night before was it Sheena's? No.
Yeah, it was Sheena's birthday.
Yeah. So the night before this was Sheena's birthday party.
So
he just didn't stop. He just kept on going. Again, Katie not invited to this.
I've never seen like that streak of anger that sort of came out of Ariana towards Schwartz, where she was just like,
at a certain point, it's just not cute. Do something different, dude.
Right. And it was like, whoa.
It's probably that like mama bear, like this is my brother's party. Like had it been hers, maybe she would have been fine. But when it's like your family's, you get all like.
Maybe.
I don't know. But I think it was her anger was maybe fueled by him starting to stick up for Jax. And she was like, absolutely not. Brittany deserves somebody to not cheat on her.
Right.
And then you have Tom Schwartz crying, like the one glycerin tear, like in Lucky, that Britney Spears has.
Yeah. Because, you know, he's drunk and feeling like.
A lot of feelings.
Where's my life going?
Right. But before he even, I mean, that's probably what he's thinking at that moment. But like when they're talking about Jax, he has the one tear and then he calls Jax.
How you doing? Are you all right? I'll just be honest with you, dude. I'm falling apart really bad, man. Everyone's gossiping about you. No, I didn't, dude. Don't ever say that. Come on. Sorry. All right. Sorry, dude.
And it's like, Jax, everyone's talking about you. I feel really weird about it.
For St. Patrick's Day last year, I met some old coworkers at a pub. And one of the girls' brothers was there. He was wasted and came over and he's like crying and saying to his sister, Caitlin, that's it, Caitlin. I'm moving to London. What am I doing here? I'm wasting my life. I need to start over. And afterward, I was like, God, he's really emotional. She's like, he does this every single time he drinks. Like the exact same speech she said. It's just like, I think that's exactly what happens to Schwartz. He gets drunk and he goes into this sort of like,
what am I doing with my life?
Existential crisis.
I mean, I think he should kind of, though, because based on the fact that he couldn't stay one night at Pump, he is a model.
As a bartender, you mean?
As a bartender. Now this Tom Tongue thing might be, like, messed up because of what Tom said when Lisa was listening. So I think maybe that kind of was all hitting him. And he's like, well, if that doesn't work out, what am I doing?
Right.
I mean, everyone has that. I don't know what I'm doing.
But so he was drunk. What was Sandoval's excuse for crying?
Sandoval was like, because he was like, what am I doing with my life, Tom Schwartz? And then Tom Sandoval was like, I fucking love you. You're great.
Come on, man. You fucking literally do. You offer so much to the world. You're my friend, dude. I'll never let anything happen to you.
And he is crying. And I have to say, it's either Tanner or something, because you see the streak on his face.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, is it makeup or is it just self-tanner?
This guy likes a little
I know, which I wouldn't be surprised if it was makeup, but he looks great.
Yeah.
He also had this, like, did you notice an interview? He has this, like, zipper.
Yes.
Turtleneck.
Yes.
It was almost my rose this week. But it's not.
It's your thorn.
It was close. Something else about Tom is my rose and thorn.
We get to meet Patrick this episode.
We do. What did you think? First impressions.
He not at all what I expected. The man bun was the biggest surprise ever.
Me too. For some reason, I think because he's been always this like mysterious guy and like not wanting to be a part of the show, it made me think of him very straight-laced.
Yeah.
So the fact that he had a man bun and was wearing like a linen shirt was very strange to me.
Right. But he seems very grown up.
Yes. Of course, now we know that they've since broken up. So it was hard for me to watch this because she seemed so like genuinely like, this is the last go of it and we're going to do it. And like, we're finally back together and it's right. And yeah.
I don't want to go too into it because we talked to her about it.
Yes.
So I kind of want to let the interview speak for itself.
Definitely.
Here's Stassi.
Welcome, Stassi Schroeder.
Thank you.
We were just kind of freaking out over how good the premiere was.
Yeah, I know. It's freaking insane. Like I was saying, I can't believe, like, when they, like, broke the fourth wall, like, right in the beginning and had the one of our producers ask Jax if he cheated, I, like, freaked out and, like, texted Katie and Kristen immediately. And I was like, this is so good. I can't even believe it.
That's exactly how I felt.
Do you all feel like you have to text Jax and be like, thank you?
I do feel like I need to bow down a little bit and be like, you know, I have a job because of you and I really appreciate it. Can you just like keep me having a job?
Right. So that's like the one silver lining of what happened.
That it is. Like, I feel so terrible for Brittany. Like, so terrible. She's going to have such a hard time with this season. But we're employed.
Well, Megan and I just yesterday were playing a game of marry, kill with like all of you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, we like to do a different cast of shows, so just around the office.
Yeah.
I said I'd marry you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Appreciate it.
Yes, yes. I did too.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I said I would
have sex with you. Me?
Yeah.
Thanks. I like the difference. That, yeah, thank you. Who would you kill?
I said
I did too.
I did too.
All right, so the season has begun.
Yeah.
So, okay, we as fans in the premiere are seeing the whole thing about Jax and Faith. Had you heard the rumors before?
No.
It came out?
No. I had heard rumors that he cheated. Like, I've heard that. I've always hear them, like, all the time. Never in a million years did I think that he would with Faith, because I thought that he learned his lesson after he did that with Kristen. It's like, don't dip back in the friend pool. Like, Faith would be Faith used to go over to their apartment and hang out with them all the time up until this happened.
In that scene when she was talking to them both at the party.
It was disgusting. The fact that an old lady was sleeping. Like, are you? I have chills, like, when I think about it. It's so repulsive and disgusting. I had no idea about the pregnancy scare until I watched it.
Oh, that was going to
be my
question.
No one told me about that. No one told me. I don't think a lot of people knew. I think maybe Brittany kept it to herself. Or I don't even know if Brittany knew. Because when I saw that, I was like, holy f***, another, like, oh my God, this is crazy.
I know. James was all of us when he was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
When you heard that that happened at the party, was there any doubt in your mind that he had?
No, there's no doubt in my mind. Yeah. You know, where there's smoke, there's fucking fire for the most part. And it's Jax. And for somebody to come out and say it, like for Faith to come out and say that she did, it's not just like, oh, I heard from somebody that, like, she said it, you know, and then ran away. That's the most guilty looking thing in the entire world.
You know, I think it's easy for fans to say, how could someone like Faith do this with Jax? I mean, at this point, we've seen him screw over you and so many other people. But I always say when Jax comes in, like, he is surprisingly charming.
Oh, he totally is. He's like a serial killer. Most serial killers are charming, like 100%, you know? Because people always ask me, like, how could you have dated him? I was like, first of all, I met him when I was 21.
Right.
I didn't have a reality show to watch to see how he really was like. Like, I didn't know anything, no backstory. He lied about everything and who he was. So I had no idea. And when you meet him, he's a very charming, likable man. And a good looking man. So, like, add all those things together. Like, you know, he's the life of the party. He's the center of attention. You want to be around his energy. So I get where the appeal is. But, I mean, like, you've seen what you've seen everything.
You've watched the show.
Watched it. You know, like, you're a thirsty ass hoe. Like, you know, she wanted this. She wanted this.
Do you think that's why she told James at the party?
Yes, absolutely. And then she realized that it was like, she didn't know what she asked for, like, and bailed out.
Did you see what Jax put on his Instagram today?
No.
he put something like, haters will be deleted if you want to leave a comment. Like, it's up to you. Sorry if you just want, like, your 5 minutes to feel good or something.
He's so sensitive and weird. He's a Cancer. Yeah, he can't handle that type of stuff. He's been like that since day one. Like, I even remember, like, season one. He would, like, he lashes out at people. I'm like, why? What are you doing? Just chill. You're the one that did this to yourself. So you got to sit back, take the heat, be a man, grow up. Like, he's a little sissy.
Would you classify your relationship with Jax as friends?
Yes. I'm not going to, like, go hang out with him. I wouldn't choose to, like, sit next to him at a dinner. But, like, I like the fact that we've gotten past everything that we've gone through. I know what to expect from him. I know he's a piece of shit. So I can take him for what he is. And he lets me make fun of him 24/7. So it's actually really fun because I feel like I'm just constantly getting back at him. Are you?
I love that. It's like the ideal situation with really, an ex.
He's terrified of me too. I think I'm like the one person he won't go after. Watch, now that I said that. Yeah. No, I don't think he would go after me. So yeah, I scare him.
Are you someone that's able to stay friends with all your exes?
I've always been that way. Yeah. I've always been the type of person that is friends, every single one of them, with my exes. Yeah.
So you and Patrick, are you guys friends still?
Friendly. Like, we obviously don't hang out. We haven't seen each other. But after, like, the first, like, 2 months or 3 months or ever, it was then easy to get back into how are you texting kind of thing. But I think too soon to see each other. But at some point, we'll be able to hang out.
I know. I was really shocked that he was on this season. Yes,
me too. Yeah. I couldn't believe that he said yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What brought on the change of heart?
I think because we decided to give it another go around in our relationship. It was like, okay, this is now we're getting into our fourth year. Well, we were going to get there, but we all know how that ends. And so he was like, we both thought we were going to get married and be together. So he knew these are my friends and it's time to take this relationship seriously. And so if we're going to actually do this, you're going to have to accept this part of my life. And so he did.
I watched a scene with you and him, and I like that you said, you know, getting back together is even more of a commitment than first getting together to begin with. I thought that was like a very true statement.
It is, because there's so much riding on it. Like, you've gotten over it already. Like, I'd gotten over the relationship. I'd like went through all of the stages and phases of a breakup and being alone and then being single again and then being his friend. And so to like reinvest my feelings, to allow myself to go there, that is, it's gonna hurt 10 times more if it doesn't work out. So that's why I feel that way.
Definitely.
And it did hurt 10 times fucking more than the first time.
Are you dating now?
I am. I'm not, like, no one in not one Jeff. Specific person. No. We're friends. We would kill each other. We would legitimately murder each other. I was joking with him because we all went out afterwards last night after Watch Evans Live. And I'm like, you don't want to go there. Like, you really, like I would want to wear the pants. Like, I'd want to be the boss. Like, he likes to be the center of attention too much. So I'm like, I can't handle you. You can't handle me.
You seem like someone who would be really good at getting revenge on a boyfriend that has wronged you.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I mean that. Any stories that you could share of anything, like, particularly evil you've ever done to an ex?
God, I mean, like, I've keyed cars.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I've thrown a drink, specifically a mojito. It's the best because the leaves stick to the face. So I've done.
Do you
hear
that, ladies?
I've done that in public places. So, like, I'll specifically order a mojito. I went one time and changed Jax's Twitter to Mr. Stassi Schroeder. And I've hacked into their accounts and deleted things. Yeah. I've done a lot of crazy ass shit. I'm crazy. That is why my that's why my phone.
Uh oh, she's pulling it out, folks.
Psycho.
My God, I love it.
You're just like putting it out there.
Yeah.
People know what they're getting into.
Just don't
now.
F with me.
Yeah.
Like, and then you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really hard not to f with someone. I haven't f with you guys, so why are you doing it to me?
Right.
I would expect someone to key my car if I cheated on them. Well, keep my car all day long.
I think someone else who's comfortable maybe with the psycho label is Kristen Doty.
Yeah, she's very, very comfortable with it. Yeah.
And she tweeted something recently, and I was like, I have to ask Stassi if she knows what this is referring to. She said, "You guys, my palms are sweating because I'm so fucking good at investigating. It's stupid. I can't wait to light a fire under this ass. Stay tuned."
What day was that?
This was like November 27th. So recently.
I'm literally thinking, sorry. I'm staring at
you. It's about you, yeah. Megan.
Okay, guys. So I'm just going to pause the interview real quick to explain what's happening at this moment. I feel like when we're asking people, Bravo celebrities, questions, you're always like wondering, I hope this isn't going too far, or I hope this person will have a good sense of humor about the question. Mm-hmm. So when I asked about the tweet, Stassi like stopped and looked at me with a blank stare that said, "I'm going to rip your head off."
And it was so amazing.
It terrified me. And then I kind of kind of cowered a little bit, noticeably so, that she was like, "Oh, sorry. No, I'm just really thinking."
Right.
So that's what you're hearing.
So imagine being like really on the end of her wrath.
That was just her thinking
face. Yeah, that was just her thinking face.
I'm sorry. I just was totally staring at her just with this weird, serious face. I'm sorry.
It's like, I take it back. We don't need to talk about it.
I'm hard. She's like on her phone.
I like want to go back on my phone and like look like, what were we talking about November 27th? When was that? Was that after Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to do that, that would be okay.
I'm really desperate too. Like, I really want to know. I'll go into our group chat. I feel like that's me and Katie and Kristen. I feel like that's where I would find it.
God, that's like a group a text dream. Of dreams.
Why would she tweet something like that?
Scrolling.
We talk a lot.
Does your group chat have a name?
Yeah, it says okay, comma Bianca. My middle name's Bianca. I think I was leaving and going somewhere. And so she named it, like, okay, Bianca. But this was, like, years ago. Okay. In car, on way to November 7th. In the car, on way to mine. We're headed there now. We are here. We gonna Postmates to you.
Oh, God, I hope it's about Postmates.
I want to even call her. Oh, my God. I don't know. This is driving me crazy.
You find out. Let us know.
Yes, yes.
I am so perturbed that I don't know what this is. Like, the second that she wakes up, I'm going to fucking, like, legitimately be like, what the f*** did you find? What did you find, Kristen? So I could only think that maybe it could be about something about Ariana or that's okay. The only thing I could think of. But I would know that information.
Yeah. Then. Like, you don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're Stassi.
But meaning she would have told me.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I already hacked it and I already know the email she's referring to.
I feel really terrible that I can't give you guys this information. I feel worse for myself.
Next time. I wanted to talk a little bit about the rest of the crew. We start off again with Sheena and you not in a good place this season.
Right. Yeah.
Well, are you ever
per
gonna
huge.
Do you think you'll ever be able to come together, or is it just like oil really, and water?
I just think, you know, some people just don't mesh well. We just don't think the same way, and we don't have that much in common. So it's just, you know, it's okay. Not everyone is going to get along, and not everyone's all like going to vibe well. And that's the thing, we just don't vibe well. But like, if she were here right now, we could be fine. We would have like a short conversation, you know, and that's it. I get uncomfortable, like, so like, how's your hair? You know what I mean? Like, how's your hair doing? I don't really know what to say. And I, like, dart my eyes away. But
well, as someone who's not her friend, maybe it's a good question for you. What did you think watching the premiere and her talking about Rob and how he's been the one this whole time?
Dude, like, obviously you weren't thinking about him when you were, like, over the moon happy walking down the fucking aisle. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I watched you so happy and in love for a really long time. Like, you're a moron. Like, she wants this fairy tale thing, and, like, somebody who has that mentality, that, like, overly romantic ideal in their head is gonna think back on every relationship. So if her and Rob don't work out and she starts dating somebody else, she's gonna say that about Rob. You know what I mean? Like, because the new one will trump the old one. Everyone knows that the new boyfriend trumps the old one. So you think, like, oh, I've never felt like this before. Yes, you have. Right at the beginning of the old ones. Mm. All of them. You felt the same.
Right.
Definitely.
Well, Grace keeps telling us it's time to wrap up.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
Sorry. I just want to keep talking to you forever.
It's okay. Thank you so much.
No,
and,
thank you.
And, you know, next time you're here,
please have me in.
Have an update about the Kristen.
I will. I feel like I should, like, text somebody if I find out what it is.
Oh my God, please do, because we'll do an update on the show to be like, by the way, that thing is this.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that I couldn't give you that info.
Anyway, moving on to Italia.
Yeah, let's move on from cheating to anti-Semitism.
Semitism. Is that a good segue?
That's a great segue.
We're in Milan. Milano.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Buongiorno.
Piacere.
Rachel and I don't want to mince words. That dinner was cray. We want to go there now.
The dinner starts off with playing with wax.
Right. This really offended Rachel.
It really did offend me. You're in another country. You're representing America. And you're playing with candle wax. It already at this dinner, I was like, we're starting off like this. I don't know how it's going to go. Who brings it up?
I'm trying to remember now.
Guys, I really do think that we should all talk about, like, the elephant, obviously, that is in the room.
Which is fair, because so the last time they all really were together was the Posh Fashion Show, and no one has mentioned it since.
Right. So basically, we begin with bringing up the Posh Fashion Show, and Melissa and Dolores kind of start talking about, like, Dolores being like, I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry that I did that to you. I apologize. I that wasn't me. That wasn't being myself, essentially.
Right. It's not about you, Melissa Gorga. And I felt very bad when that was over. I felt very bad.
This is the first time you're telling me that, because I don't know if
I haven't seen you.
But then it kind of devolves and goes back to this Siggy and Margaret thing.
Yeah, and the whole Hitler comment.
Because Siggy brings it up saying,
in our lives, there are going to be people who don't like me in your life, and vice versa. I'm going to use Margaret as an example. Just recently at Fresco's, for us to be in an argument and all of a sudden for her to use Hitler as a comparison, it's inappropriate. Can't you guys admit it?
Yeah, and then says,
how dare you say I can't stand Jews? How dare me? That is f***ing bullshit. You're anti-Semitic.
Oh my God.
Which before that, I wrote down as I was watching it, Margaret, all you have to do right now is say, oh my God, if I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. If that's how you took it, I apologize completely. And I really think they're never going to get along, but that would have been squashed. I don't think that it would have gotten to this again.
And also, once you bring up that word, there's no going back.
No. And I completely get why Margaret got so upset. If someone, like, legitimately called me anti-Semitic, racist, anything like that, publicly, because you know this is going to air on television.
Right, and not just saying it out of nowhere, citing an example and using that as the reason you are.
I would equally probably get out of my mind emotional. Like, I would, like Danielle at one point goes, like, she's shaking!
Which I believe it.
Yeah.
Like, when you just get to that point where you're like,
I don't even know what to do with the situation. But I will say, Margaret's defense of it was like, I didn't compare her to Hitler. I use it as an analogy.
But you're getting off track.
I
correct. It's an analogy.
Which I was like, Margaret, the definition of an analogy is comparing one thing
right,
to the other.
Right.
Like, you're not really getting yourself out of this hole. But I really, like, I obviously think that Siggy was out of line calling her anti-Semitic, because obviously I don't think Margaret is anti-Semitic for saying that. I think it was a turn of phrase. I think that's like what everyone was saying.
Yes.
But I do think that Margaret should have said, because at the end of the day, I don't think Margaret wants to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't think she wanted to offend anybody. And if she would have just said that, but maybe because this was like the 15th time she's had to apologize to Siggy for offending her, she was just like,
I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, you brought up a good point that this is not the first time on Bravo this word has been used.
No, I immediately wrote down Kyle Richards and Carlton, who we never saw again.
Okay, so they were at Carlton's, like, party, sexy America. Birthday party.
Yeah.
And Carlton had just gotten a pentagram tattooed on the back of her neck.
Because
her
she's hair, a Wiccan.
Yes, and her hair was covering it. So Kyle goes, is that a Jewish star? And Carlton was like, no, it's a pentacle.
It's a pentagram.
Pentagram. So it's a pentagram. Then Kyle later brings it up and is like, you were so offended that I thought it was a Jewish star. Obviously, you're anti-Semitic.
Yes.
And you know what? And you said to me, are you f***ing kidding me about a Jewish star?
Yes.
Obviously, you're anti-Semitic. Here's the CIA on. There it is.
And Carlton lost it.
Right. So it was over a dinner, too.
Yes.
With everybody there.
Yes.
So it just felt very similar to me.
Right.
It called me back. But then, I mean, we're not even there yet. So then everybody's screaming at each other. Danielle is defending Margaret. And then Siggy says to Danielle,
you don't tell me to shush. What are you
talking? No, shush!
I'm not listening to you, Danielle. Done and done.
He is a historic figure.
Stop it, Danielle. You know her for 6 seconds. Stop.
You.
Alyssa, I don't need her to get it, and I don't need Danielle to get it. Why? Because you don't matter.
And we know, and Danielle says this, she doesn't like to be dismissed.
And boy, did she show it.
Wow.
She just starts throwing shit.
Like, just smashing it on the table.
Smashing it.
I'm f***ed up.
Yes.
You bitch. You're a f***ing bitch. And you're a f***ing hypocrite. And you're a f***ing liar.
Oh my God, it was crazy. Have you ever lost it like that?
I've felt it, but it's never manifested, I don't think, into something like that. Have you?
One time when it was like a really bad time in my life, and this sounds really dark, and it was, so I don't want to pretend like it wasn't.
Sorry.
but it was like, I was in my, it was just a terrible time, and then I was writing a paper on top of it, and it was like my one class that I was taking, and my printer wasn't working, and I lost my mind, and I was like, I think I threw the printer. Like, I just like lost it. I lost.
Wait, where were you?
I was in college.
No, but like in the library?
No,
at your apartment?
No. I was at my apartment, but I was like I was a psycho. I was like a maniac. Like,
okay, well now you are like
triggering you.
You're making me remember. Okay, I have thrown Aaron's laptop down a flight of stairs before. And it was being dismissed. Like, you know, we're not going to talk about this or whatever. He wasn't happy. But we got over it, you know?
Yeah, well, my paper was being dismissive. No, it wasn't. Anyway. Back to...
We still have more to record.
Okay, Atlanta.
No. Jersey. So then she just flips out, and then they get kicked out of the restaurant.
Which, no surprise.
No surprise. But I was so embarrassed for them. Like, I felt embarrassment through the screen. I was just like, and it reminded me of The Quiet Woman.
Right.
When they all get, like, rushed out.
Yes.
I don't know. For some reason, I think because I studied abroad in Italy, I'm just like, don't represent us like that. Don't represent Americans like that. Because when I studied abroad, I was with so many dumb college students that would just get wasted and like throw up on the street and be like, why are you doing this? I wasn't their friend. I would just
have you ever given a rainbow?
What Danielle told me today.
I noticed
did you ever give Michael a rainbow?
A what?
I had not heard this iteration of it before. What? I always heard it as, this is gonna be terrible.
No, just
Several different people wear different lipstick colors.
That makes more sense to me. Here's why. Because what Danielle was describing.
Putting on different lipsticks all night.
I was like, first of all, that's time consuming. Second of all, how is that enjoyable for the guy? You're just like.
Anyway, we're not using any of that.
So, yeah, I think this conversation about anti-Semitism and all that, Hitler, will continue, sadly.
I really honestly think, though, that Margaret just has to stop making excuses for what she said. Don't explain it. Say he's never going to get the explanation. Just say, I'm sorry if I offended you, and stop. But they're never going to get along.
Right.
Do you think Siggy's going to go home?
Yes. I don't know, but I think, yeah.
Because I was confused because you see them in the park later at, like, what looks to be Italy.
Right.
We'll see. I think it's a mistake if she goes home.
Oh, it's always Michael a mistake Campanella. When they go home.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll find out. But I just wanted to shout out Joe Gorga saying 12-year-old little punks.
The guys are right. I gotta trust Antonia because I can't trust those 12-year-old little punks as far as I could throw them. And I will throw them.
Going after my daughter. It just, I love Joe Gorga so much. It made me really happy.
Cutie patootie.
Cutie patootie. I also love when they were talking about their wives potentially getting into jail and they would have to go there and bail them out. And they're like, and they kept talking with their hands like, who gets thrown out of a restaurant? It was so amazing.
We're talking about, you know, our daughters, but look at the women. I heard they got kicked out of a restaurant.
How do you get kicked out of a restaurant?
We don't get kicked out of a restaurant.
Never.
Can you imagine that, getting a call? We gotta go over here and take them out of jail.
Anyway. Ciao, Italy, until next week. And real quick, you asked, we listened. I talked to Sarah, the producer from Relationship. This week we saw her mom got sick and Shep, like, left his date to go be by her side. It was very sweet and very chivalrous.
That's so nice.
I know. And so I say that because talking to her, she was like, I just love Shep. I think he's a great guy. And she kind of got teary-eyed at one point talking about him. So listen to that.
It may sound a little strange, but that's because Rachel had to crash a video shoot to record it.
Basically, I was like, you're talking to Sarah? I have to. That's what happened.
It feels like a natural, organic kind of way for Shep to move on with his life. I feel like he... there only can be kind of like so many episodes, seasons of him kind of doing the same thing. And this was kind of a organic next step for him. Yeah.
Speaking of next steps, you know, looking back at last season in particular, his mm-hmm. kind of whole journey.
Yeah.
And then where he is now, you've worked with him kind of through all of that. Has he changed? Like, do you see him moving on or having any kind of redemption from last season?
Yeah, I mean, Shep's just a great guy. I mean, I know him and I don't really associate with what happens on the show with like his whole person. There's so many sides to his personality that, you get to see on this new show, whether it be just how smart he is, how intelligent, he's hilarious. I just think he's really real and raw on this show. And on Southern Charm, there's a whole cast of people, so you don't get to spend as much time showing him, and you don't really get to see like a progression of a journey that, you know, he's on. And that's what's cool about this show.
You say he's such a great guy. What are some, I guess, misconceptions and like what he, and the truth about Shep?
Shep's obviously really, humorous and funny, but that's kind of like the tip of the iceberg. Well, that's kind of what he like woos. He kind of woos women with his humor and his wit. But the show was more about kind of getting past that and pushing him harder to feel like he's to be raw and to be vulnerable with these women and not always rely on the humor and the wit and, you know, the exterior of, you know, being a funny person or entertaining people. Like, it wasn't about that. It was about you know, obviously it's about that at first, but in order to get, you know, a deep relationship going, a meaningful relationship, you have to go past that and be real and vulnerable. So that's a side of him that I was able to see and push him to be more of, which was really cool.
Did he surprise you at all getting vulnerable, or?
I was worried that he wasn't going to take this seriously, as with a lot of people, I think. But I think that he really, especially towards, like, when it got serious, when it got down to, like, the last couple of women, like, he was taking this really seriously.
What are some of the more surprising habits Shep has that you didn't anticipate? Like, does he, like, floss 5 times a day? Does he, like, what are, because you guys essentially, like,
We lived with him. He really cares about language and certain big words that I probably don't even know. he says a lot of things that I'm like, what are you talking about? He knows a lot of quotes from a lot of different books. He knows soliloquies from Shakespeare. He just like blurts them out sometimes. Let's see, bad ones. Sometimes he like sleeps in his clothes and wears them the next day. oh, he also knows how to work the equipment. And he kind of taught me some stuff.
I love that though. That's
he knows so how to like turn on the camera, like his, some of the GoPro cameras in the car, and he knows how to do the lighting and the mics and all that stuff, which is, that was surprising to me. And, you know, he's just, he's real. He's just real off camera and on, which is why I stuck with him through all these years. I usually don't, you know, I'm not usually close to cast members after something airs and shoots. So, but, you know, that it says a lot that it's been like, what, 5 years now, you know, that we've been friends.
Yeah, and so what makes him different than other people that you haven't kept in touch with?
You know, the people from Southern Charm are different than the other, a lot of other cast members, just because they're from the South and they are sweet people. I mean, they are like nice people, like really nice people. I had such a good experience working on Southern Charm, all of the cast members. Cameron, I love Thomas. Catherine and I became like really good friends. We still talk and I still see her. I'm protective over these people because they are sweet and because they are vulnerable and because they put themselves out there. So it's like I feel like, you know, I'm, you know, responsible for them in a way. And, you know, you start to like, whether it be like motherly instinct or, and it just like, these people were unafraid of putting themselves in the spotlight, like their whole entire lives and what they were going through. And that is very rare.
Working on Southern Charm so long, you know, when you did the first season one, did you know it was gonna be such a hit? Did you have a feeling?
I love talking about season one. I really do. It's it was a special show. Like, I mean, obviously you have no idea like what's gonna happen because nothing's even been shot yet, you know. But like, I knew talking to Thomas that he was special, and I knew that. And Catherine wasn't even part of this whole situation yet because that was kind of a discovery that we made during the show that we thought. We kind of saw that what was happening, and we just were following what was happening, and, you know, that's what happened.
So, looking back now, how, where everyone is with the cast, how do you feel since you were there from the beginning?
I feel like they've grown a lot, but they've remained kind of the same people, because it's like this protective small town thing, that they're like very, into their way of living, and it's kind of interesting to see. I didn't understand how big the show would be. I knew that it was a good show and I knew that we were getting good content and good stories, but you never know, like, the climate of what's going on in the TV world and what the audience wants at a certain point of time. And, you know, I've been on tons of shows where I was like, this is going to be a hit, and it wasn't, or, like, I thought that something wasn't going to be a hit, and it was.
What I love about Southern Charm, and I think it's unique in that way, is that it focuses on men a lot and, mm-hmm. like, drama between men, which we don't usually see.
Yeah.
It's usually about women.
I was really, it was really refreshing to be on a show that was male-centric as opposed to female-centric, like a bunch of shows that I've worked on. I've done Housewives of New York. I've done, Bethany Ever After. Princesses of Long Island. I've done a lot of shows that are all women, younger, you know, older. And this was nice because guys are, like, they're interesting too. And, you know, it's very interesting to see the types of stories and conflicts and drama that comes out of friendships with guys. And it's way different than females.
Back to relationship, and I feel like I have to ask, watching the season, and there's already been a little bit of, like, talk on social media about you and Shep. You have some chemistry there. What do you have to say about that?
So there's been a lot of, I guess, talk on social media about me and Shep, like, being together, and we're just really good friends. Like, we just feel really comfortable with each other. I don't think we even notice, like, our chemistry. I think we're just, like, you know, that's just the way we've always been. He's also, yeah, I mean, that's just the way that he is with, like, all, like, a lot of people. I mean, Cameron, you know, he has that chemistry with, and I think you can have chemistry just being friends, too. I think that's part of friendship, is chemistry, you know? So that's cool.
Perfect. Thank you. Great, so thank much.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So should we go into Rose and Thorn of the Week?
Yes. My Rose and Thorn are the same thing, and because it was so awful, but then it brought me so much joy. Tom Sandoval's hat at that party. You don't remember his hat? His terrible hat? It looked like Carmen Sandiego, kind of.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I remember.
It was, like, just big enough that it was so obnoxious and bad.
Where but in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
It just made me... I hated it so much, but then it brought me so much joy that it was so bad.
My Rose was at Becky Noblog, who tweeted, "My Rose this week is the new show Stripped on Bravo TV." And I just want to say, Becky, that's awesome, because Stripped is our new show. And I think it's so different from, like, a lot of the programming. But Rachel knows I love a minimalist lifestyle. I don't lead
one. She really does.
But I really aspire to. So this show, I think, is a really... It's an interesting social experiment.
For those of you who don't know, the show Stripped, and you should all watch it, basically they take everything out of your life, everything out of your apartment, they take all of your clothes, and you're left naked, and then you get one thing back at a time.
Right.
What would be the first thing you got back?
And so the caveat being, you get to keep your pets, and your pets get to keep their stuff. And I only say that because obviously that would be my first answer, except that you get to keep them. So if I have my pets, the first thing I would get, on the first episode, the girl made a great choice. It was a dress that covered enough. Like, it was long enough that it covered everything. And I think that would be the most important thing. Because you have to get around the city even to go to your storage unit each episode.
Right. No, the caveat is, too, and you live your regular life. You're still going to work. You're still, like, doing your life.
Yeah. So
in this situation.
I think something to cover
the bits.
The goods.
No, that's exactly. I would be a sack of some kind that I could also sleep in.
Yes.
And then number two would be, I think, my face wash.
Yeah, because, I mean, to go so long without it, she was like, my skin feels different. It's like, yeah, all those cells are just like the dead skin it's collecting.
Ugh. Yeah, definitely.
My thorn this week was learning Brittany talk about the eyelashes, the set of eyelashes on the counter, that to me was just so...
Because you know what? It said to me that Faith isn't the only one. And we didn't talk about that earlier, but it just made me think that, like, we know Faith now, but I doubt it was only Faith.
I have no idea. Honestly.
I mean, like, we don't know, but that's what it made me think.
What it said to me was that, does Brittany know how much she's worth? That, like, she did not feel the need to confront it at that time? I don't know. It's just a sad situation. But to go on to something a little positive, we had some great fan shout-outs this week.
Yes.
Fan shout-outs.
It's just a bird, you guys.
First of all, I just want to shout out everyone who responded to my poll on Twitter. I wrote the night of the premiere of Vanderpump, okay, what was crazier in Pump Rules premiere, the 95-year-old woman comment or the I haven't gotten my period comment? And as I predicted or hoped, 95-year-old woman won.
Yes, absolutely. Way more shocking.
Right?
I also want to shout out at Amanda Vickerson. Tuesday's got me like Nene's bun, .. tired.
Yes.
Which is amazing because that bun was, it needed help.
It did need help. But she replied to you later saying that she thinks every girl needs a Marlo in their life, just sometimes in small doses. You're my Marlo, but I want you in big doses.
I was like, whoa.
I didn't read the second part. I just heard the nice part when she fixed her bun at
about
first.
To throw your laptop down a flight of stairs.
Should I read the shady Instagram comment? First of all, this person's name is Bon Kui Kui, which makes me super happy because I don't know if you ever watched that Mad TV sketch with Bon Kui Kui. Yes, Grace knows. I don't know if it's going to stand up to 2017 standards, but it was very funny in like 2008, 2006. But anyway, she reached out on Instagram to me and she says, suspiciously small number of followers, like where's the love from the Bravo fam? I love you guys and can't wait to listen to this week's podcast as soon as I get out of work. Happy face. You guys make my commute like 100 times better. Like praise, happy emoji. But I was like, is that a read?
I know, because like that's so nice, but also a little shady.
Yeah, like I know I'm working on my followers, okay? I'm trying really hard.
But this is a great opportunity to say you guys should be following us, okay? Yeah. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
You can find me on Twitter at Rachie Robb and me on Instagram, Bon Kui Kui, at Suspiciously Small.
And you can always tweet us at Bravo TV
using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
The boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.